You may remember George Carlin's classic comedy routine, 7 dirty words you can't say on television. You can't say them on the radio either. In Britain, one town is going a step further. Barnsley doesn't even want to hear dirty words on the street, Laura Lynch reports.
It's not as if the people of Barnsley are cursing a blue streak all day, every day. But some of the townsfolk agreed with the police that Barnsley could use a little more gentility, a little more politesse. So last week, the posters went up, the word went out. Abusive, aggressive swearing won't be tolerated, and the punishment could be a $130 fine. At least some residents expect police to collect lots of fines for uttering four-letter words.
I think there'll be a lot of fines. I really do. I hope they're not around here.
Well, I think when you've got children or grandchildren with you, it's not very nice.
Seems a bit of a waste of police time, doesn't it?
Barnsley is no trendsetter when it comes to barnstorming against bad words. Other cities, countries, even some American states have tried to outlaw cussing and cursing in public. On the opposite end, though, are places like Hyde Park in London, more specifically, Speaker's Corner.
All the Middle East is boiling now with the rejection for our regime submitting to the will of the West. We do not want that anymore, and we are not accepting it.
Egyptian student Miriam is on her soapbox, in this case an upturned plastic crate, exercising her right to free speech in a place where swearing in public is pretty much tolerated. Not for Miriam, though. She supports Barnsley's efforts.
It's good to have a high morality standard in the society. People should not be allowed to disturb the other people's lives.
A veteran of Speaker's Corner, Heiko Koo, disagrees.
Barnsley is a famous mining town, so it was a very proletarian zone, people living down the mines for centuries and living off that type of existence. So the idea that you can make it posh and polite is an absurdity.
For some in Barnsley, though, putting a stop to swearing in public is really about the bottom line. That's why greengrocer Mitch Millward supports the campaign.
People don't want to hear that kind of thing as they're going around doing the general shopping, and, you know, every little bit helps. If it helps more people into town, into the market, we're all for it.
And so, if I can say this, vulgarity be damned in Barnsley. Wait a second, Marco, can I say that?
Mm-hmm, you can, and you did. That's the world's Laura Lynch, reporting from London.